Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hey, Nikki.
What's up, dog?
Nikki,
how you living?
Nikki, woof, problematic accent.
What's that, dud?
I would love to call you Prob Axe, because it's short for problematic accent.
I would like to call you Freaks Out Too Much when I do a SoCal accent.
Yeah.
Of white people. It's a white person's SoCal accent.
Has to freak out. Because if someone's not freaking out, where is the emotion in the show? We're supposed to go high, low, side to side. We are creating a television recap podcast. We need someone to disagree. And I'm paid to be the one that disagrees with your actions.
You done?
Yes, I'm just
telling
you.
I just got a call from all of the listeners asking if you're done.
Oh, fuck you. I got a call from all of the listeners saying, prove that you are allowed to make horrible accents more.
We need photo evidence of a family member of yours from every place that you do an accent from moving forward. That's right, Nick. Show us the receipts.
Okay.
Wow, okay. You're not even going to play along?
No, you know, it's just like, I don't even know what the hell we're talking about. I mean, I hope you're having fun. I don't know. I just think,
we lost the plot.
That one was for you, you know?
We lost the plot.
And I'm just letting you have it. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
We lost the plot.
You know, I'm racist, so.
Okay, we lost the plot. Are you eating seaweed?
No.
I can see it in your mouth.
What are you talking about? I'm not eating seaweed.
Okay, clearly you just put a piece of seaweed in your mouth. I can see it.
No, I was just going to let it dissolve.
I mean, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I like about you. You just let seaweed dissolve in your mouth.
Yeah.
I would say it's...
No crunches.
One of my top favorite attributes that comes with a Nick Turner is that he always lets the seaweed melt in his mouth.
You got the good stuff too.
Nice.
You want to read that and tell him what kind it is?
Yeah, it's not in English.
Right, yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you could read Korean. But you can't read Korean?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay, now I know. I'm going to stop asking you to translate all my Korean letters.
Can your brother who lives in Korea speak Korean?
No. Nobody can speak Korean.
Well, I mean...
It's really hard.
Koreans?
No, they actually speak Chinese. I don't know if you knew that, but none of them could learn it.
That is racism.
That's what are you talking about? Why is everything racism?
That is racism. I don't know.
If everything's racism, then nothing is.
Yeah. That's racism, what you just said.
I'm sure it is.
Okay, whatever. Guys, we are talking season 6, episode 9. We are still in the hot spot of the Nick Turner's infamous 7, 8, 9 episodes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, buddy boy, have I ever been more right than this season?
Yeah, no, we're definitely popping off.
I mean, much like Caroline's foot, we are popping off, baby. Pop, 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 like popcorn in here. Did you hear and smell popcorn being made? Well, sorry, bubby. That's Caroline's foot. And I assume Caroline's going to be here forever.
Oh.
When we left off last episode, they were teasing that... Bosun Jr.
Chandler?
was going to be fired.
Yes.
Now, was he?
Yes.
Because I forgot to watch.
What?
Look, yes, I'll he was wing fired. This one.
He was fired.
Okay, now I know. That sounds nice. Now tell me the rest of the show.
Okay, Jesus. Anyway, season 6, episode 9. We continue with Captain Lee firing Chandler. And he says they just don't have a chemistry, so they must part company. And Captain Lee tells Chandler that he can tell the crew whatever he wants. He doesn't have to tell them he got fired, which I'm like, come on, man. Let's just rub it in his face.
He doesn't have to tell people he got fired, but Kate's there. So he can't really lie about it.
True. And it got filmed for a TV show.
Yeah, but that's later.
True. But he can save some face now and report to his judgment in 3,600 hours.
Yeah. Get off the boat, idiot.
I agree.
He's got to go hug everybody. Nobody likes you. They are high-fiving you on your way out. Get out of here. Go. Get out.
Well,
get out of here.
Chandler does say
go.
That he was actually incredibly.
Please leave. Take Riley with you.
He was incredibly relieved when he was fired because he says he did all he could for the team. No, you didn't.
No, you are the team, and the team sucked.
Yeah. And even Kate said that she could tell he was relieved when he was fired. And Captain Lee thinks that he was in over his head and that he overestimated Chandler's abilities.
And he saw the color return to his face.
Yeah. He wasn't always like, that was like his face most of the time. I know you guys can't see what face I'm making, but it's kind of like a panic at all times. Like a zoned out panic was his face at all times. Just like.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
So, sorry, you changed suits.
I changed suits.
Like for a second threw me for a loop. Like when I was about to say something and I stopped, it's because you changed suits and I was like, wait, what?
I'm wearing some snap camera suits, everybody. I changed it.
Yes, Nick has snap camera filters going on, and he was wearing a black suit and then changed it to a gray suit. And I don't know why, but that shook me to my core to a point where I had to stop speaking for a second. These snap camera filters really, I think they like fuck with my mental psyche, but whatever. Chandler calls the deck crew into a meeting and he tells them that some programs like this are not for everyone and it's not for him. And so he's leaving and he's relieved. And he, of course, doesn't tell them that he was fired. He makes it sound like he chose to leave. And Riley's like, I'm
know.
So sorry that you are leaving. And I'm sorry we couldn't reconnect or we couldn't connect more. But secretly, she's very happy he's gone.
And that's a secret, you think?
No, I mean, like, she's not saying it to his face, but in her ITM, she's immediately like, get lost, loser. She's like tripping him off the boat.
Immediately, 1 month later.
Immediately, 1 month later.
ITMs. They're filmed later.
Oh,
get your shit together, Anna.
Sorry. I mean, like, people used to love everything about me, and now they just, like, don't even respect me.
Who? I would love to talk to someone like that. Could you name one?
Oh, no. You know I can't. Mm. All right. So Kate tells Caroline that Chandler has decided to leave the boat. So she also, Kate protects Chandler as well. Thought that was interesting. She doesn't say he was fired. But Kate tells Caroline that Chandler has decided to leave the boat, and Caroline says she's sad to see him go and didn't see it coming, and she feels like they're just starting to become friends and the whole situation sucks.
Oh, they were just starting to become. I mean, what a bond.
Yeah.
Just two people just capable of regular emotions.
Yeah. Every time she'd be like, together. Can you help me? And he'd be like, fuck off. And she'd be like, it was like we were just starting to become friends.
He'd be like, I hope you get bit by another mosquito, whore.
Okay.
He would say that. I don't like it. I wouldn't say stuff
like
that.
Yeah, you don't say, Nick.
You know what I say stuff like? I say stuff like, it's nice to see you today, Anna. I love and respect you.
No, you don't.
I do. I
you
just
say
did
things
then.
Like, yeah, whatever you were doing, that was for you. Whatever.
Was it
bitch.
Nice? Did you enjoy it?
And
though?
Then other times you're like, I don't think I know a single person who respects you. And I'm sitting here like, well.
There are two sides of me. That is true. don't think I know a single
other
person
times
who
you're
respects
like, I'm
you.
Pretty sure I said, hello, how are you? How was your day?
Oh, yeah. Well, good luck having a friend.
Okay, see what I mean? You're such a motherfucker. You're making me cry from laughter. Okay.
That's nice.
I love abuse. So Chandler says goodbye to everyone. And he's like, you're only as strong as your weakest link. Trying to, on his way out, still shade Riley.
You're the weakest link, dog.
Yeah. Technically, I bet if Chandler and Riley got into a physical fight, Riley could beat his ass.
1,000%.
Like, she's got more muscle on her, like, arms than he does his whole body. It feels like, in my opinion.
You've never made more sense than that. You've never made any sense.
Okay, well, here we go
and
again.
This makes sense.
I hate you. Funny. I hate you, and I will continue doing the show with you. So now Caroline has a sinus infection because, you know, what now? And she needs to go to the doctor again to get antibiotics. And Kate's not impressed and tired of carrying all her work. And it goes, oh, you have a sinus infection? And next week, you'll have shingles. She says that to her.
Yeah. She doesn't like her or respect her.
Dude, every 5 minutes, it's like, yeah, so actually, like, when you weren't looking, I broke my leg.
Caroline's a fucking joke, dog. I got a lot of respect for Kate. And that's fleeting, too.
Yeah, well, I like Kate. So Captain Lee calls Ross into the wheelhouse and promotes him to bosun, and he thinks it may not be until next charter when they get a new deckhand, but he believes Ross is up to the challenge. And Captain Lee calls Riley and Ashton to the bridge to let them know that Ross is their new bosun. Bosun.
Bosun.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. Two brothers, both bosuns.
You know who was a real bosun? Bosun? What was the guy? I think he was like season one.
Kelly?
Yes, Kelly's a bosun, but season one of Below Deck Med, Brian, he was a real bosun.
Who?
Brian, he was the bosun, first officer, I forget exactly, of season one, Med. He was like best friends with Bobby.
I'm looking this up. I cannot remember season one right
Jen,
now,
Jen, the lesbian deckhand, hated him, and then at the end said a bunch of shit to him before leaving. It's really funny.
Brian, what's his last name?
I don't know what his last name is. Just write Brian season one Med.
Look, I'm putting it in, but I do not see him. Oh, Med. Brian DeSaint-Pern?
No, Brian Kattenberg. Apparently he's engaged now.
Oh, Brian Kattenberg engaged. Oh, yeah, good. I see this.
He's a brosen.
Oh, Brian.
He's a brosun.
Yes. That guy's a real piece of shit. He's a brosun for sure, dog. Oh, man. He thought he was so in with Tiffany. Took her out on a date. Then she was like, I'm going to have sex with this guy. And then she went on the date. And he's like, you ready for the sex? And she's like, no. I got to know you. You got to have sex first, buddy. Not after the woman gets to know you. That's never going to happen. You drank 1,000 beers.
Yeah.
You did also, the math thing.
He immediately started negging her.
Oh, jeez.
He's like, you dumb bitch.
You're
she's
already
like,
on the date, motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a brosun. And Ross is the new brosun, and they're happy for him. And we should make a t-shirt with like a really intense bro and have it say brosun.
Yeah, hold on. Click, click, clackety, clickety, clack, 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 clickety, clack. I did it.
I'm going to write that down.
Too late.
Look out for that in our TeePublic merch site under Deckheads Podcast. So, Captain Lee tells them, and they're like, hell yeah. And they're very happy for Ross, but they are concerned that they're a man down for this upcoming charter, but they'll make it work. Caroline comes back and has a sinus infection and starts eating ice cream. This feels good for your sinus infection.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I mean, you shouldn't be eating ice cream if you have a sinus infection.
What do you know?
The cold is not good for you.
What? Says who? Where are you making this shit up?
Old Iranian mother's tales.
Oh, that's the real science.
Yes, you don't go to bed with your hair wet, okay? You don't go out with your hair wet, and you don't eat ice cream when you have a sinus infection.
Dairy products, especially cheese, yogurt, and ice cream, should be avoided. Also, stay away from chocolate, sugar, yeast.
That's what it actually says.
As they trigger excess mucus production in the sinuses.
Okay, there you go.
Cold drinks are a big no-no.
Well, yeah, no shit.
Nothing cold and no dairy. This is a double fucking whammy.
Yeah. And so sorry, but my old Iranian mother's tale from my young
it's
Iranian
true.
Mother. Yeah. So there you go. Scientist, Anna Hosnier. Okay. Yes. So she's eating that, even though Kate was like, go deal with the laundry. And Kate comes out and puts the ice cream away and says, you can have it when you're done working. And Caroline thinks that Kate has been silently abusing her all season because she hasn't been doing her work. And really, she did the exact same thing to Chandler the day before. She just puts people in line with her intense, terrifying Kate way. She's just no bullshit and scares everyone. And Captain Lee makes a call out for a new deckhand to get there ASAP. So hopefully we'll have a new deckhand soon.
I can't wait. And you know, when they put that call in, I'm thinking, which former cast member is coming back, baby? Is it going to be Donkey Dick? Is it going to be guy who holds up bars? Who's it going to be? They've both come back previously to fill in when they lost somebody.
Yeah. Or is it going to be another Riley?
Two Rileys? What if Riley's like, my twin sister's available?
My twin sister, Smiley. She's the
She's like me,
opposite
but pleasant.
Of me.
That'd be actually hilarious.
That'd be a good worker.
Yeah. She's just like, no attitude, does what you ask her to, always smiles back at you.
The dream.
But smells horribly.
Yeah, well, you can't have everything, but you're outside like almost all the time and they can room together, so.
Yeah. And she's used to the stench because, you know, when you like live with someone, you start to not smell their odors anymore because it becomes so ingrained in you.
Yeah, I guess we've been doing this podcast long enough that I no longer smell you. I haven't smelled you in months, honestly. Do you get it?
Yes.
You get it?
Yes, it's because we're recording over Zoom.
You
oh.
get it, though.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back and talk about the rest of this episode.
Yeah, and I'm going to explain to Anna what I just meant with that
okay,
last
great.
Joke.
Yeah, mansplain it to me.
That's the only way I know how.
And we are back.
But why?
I don't know. So, yes, Caroline asks to talk to Ashton because apparently he is her confidant, even though, like, we've never really seen them interacting, but somehow he became her confidant. And she complains about Kate and Josiah abusing her. And
you know what it is?
Huh?
It's that she's alienated everyone on the boat that she knows. So
right.
Ashton's just the only person left that doesn't hate her because he hasn't interacted with her enough.
Right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, sorry. You're right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you that before. I should have given myself that with the ice cream sinus thing, but it's okay. Yeah, and she's going on about how unhappy she is. And Ashton tells her to make the necessary changes she needs and come to peace with it. And she's like, oh, my God, you're right. I could not get to that conclusion myself. And everyone's getting ready to go out for the night. And Caroline says she isn't going out, but she wants to talk to everyone. And then when Kate and Josiah.
Sorry, she's such a fool. Everything she does is
she's an idiot.
The worst thing to do.
She's a fucking idiot. Because one, don't do this in front of everyone, right? Like,
oh, no.
What she's about to do, she should have just went directly and pulled Josiah and Kate aside, or even just Kate because she's her boss. But she decides after everyone sits down in the crew mess because Caroline's like, I have to talk to everybody. So it's like Kate, Josiah, Ashton, Adrian, Ross. I don't think Riley's there. Riley's not there. Because she's still getting ready. And she's like, all right, I would like to give you my 2-day notice that I'm quitting in 2 days. And it's so awkward. And she's like, I feel scapegoated by you guys. And I feel like you didn't respect me. And you should show people respect. And Kate's just looking at her. And she's like, I'm sorry to bore you. And Kate's like, I'm not bored. I'm listening. And so Kate is like pissed. She says, well, one, you are making a mockery out of everything. And so now I'm just pissed. Because Caroline acts like she's good 1 second and then is like shitty the next. And she's so hot and cold, it's impossible to keep up with her. And then they cut to a clip of her being like, everything's great. But yeah, I guess they tell Riley that Caroline quit. And Riley says, you need a tough skin to fight back when you're the low man on the totem pole. And Caroline just didn't have that.
That's not what you need.
But anyway, the tone.
You need to do your job.
The tone that they were using, or that Caroline was using to quit, was so rude and so like just attitude-y that it's like, yeah, this is not going to end well for you. Like, Kate's not going to be happy. Like, you weren't grateful. You were just being an asshole when they had to carry your work. Look, I don't think Caroline is aware of how little work she really did. Like, she was doing her best, but Kate and Josiah had to carry her most of the way.
Yeah. No, I mean, whatever. Of course. She wasn't good.
Yeah.
And there's two people who are two of the best at it.
Yeah.
They could each do it themselves, and they should. There should be a season called Below Deck. Now, I know I have a lot of spinoffs. I don't even remember them all. I should probably write them down.
Yeah, you probably should.
Below Deck, One Stew. All right, I'm starting a spinoff.
I think they're called Solo Stews.
No, 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 no. That's on a boat that only requires one stew. Oh, you're saying that's what we should call the name.
That's what
I was just making a point, like not the show that only requires one stew, but a show that requires three stews, or a boat that requires three stews with only one of them. Sound good?
Okay.
All right.
But so they would have to do everyone's work.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. A little gauntlet. And maybe like you could have a different person each charter come in just to do one charter. And then it's like a game show. Like, say, how many points can they score being the only stew?
Okay. I'll watch it.
All right. Thanks.
I don't see watch anything. So, the rest of the crew is like, bye, Caroline. And they leave to go out and drink and dance. And Ashton is dancing on and flirting with hundreds of women, of course, as he does. And so after Ashton is done perusing, he brings a girl back on the boat with him in the taxi. And in the taxi, Riley is being like, Ashton, who is this? Ashton, hi, I'm Riley. And the girl keeps being like, Vaheen? Vaheen?
Well, she was making fun of Ashton because he didn't know her name. So she kept asking Ashton to say her name. And he's like, stop doing this. Stop. Don't do this. Don't do this.
Oh, I didn't even know.
And then then she starts talking to Vaheen, who was being very pleasant.
Wait, so was her name Vaheen and Riley just thought she was trying to say Riley and couldn't say it?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's what I thought was going on. She was going, Vaheen. And then Riley would be like, Riley.
I got to remind everyone, you love Riley. And you defend her, and I think that she's kind of sucks. And you like her.
I think that she is very intense, but I don't think she's as bad as they want to make her out to be.
Yeah, well, the camping is the only time you should be this intense, okay?
So anyway, yeah, Riley introduces herself to Vaheen, and they get back to the boat, and Ashton is like running off with the girl to go, I guess, fuck in a van. And Riley's like getting out of the van, and Adrian's being like, hey, like, we're trying to exit the van because him, Adrian, Josiah, and Kate are all in the back seat of the van, and Riley has to get out so they can get out. So he starts to push the chair a little, and Riley slams it back and is like, hold on. And she's just taking her time getting out of the van. And yeah, Riley freaks out and she gets out of the van and spits towards them. And Josiah, Adrian, and Kate are all horrified at her and think that she's jealous that Ashton brought a girl back and is like acting out because of it. And yeah, and then poor showing on Riley's part. She's aggro. But anyway, Ashton
poor showing. How many times are you going to forgive her behavior?
I just said this was poor showing. I don't like what she did here.
And you think she should be fired?
I don't think she should be fired.
And there's the forgiving her behavior.
Okay, well, I thought everyone should be fired, then everyone would be fired. So Ashton takes the girl he brought back to a van, and they hook up in the van and make a lot of like,
he's good. You could tell.
Yeah. He fucks her blind. Anyway, everyone goes on the boat. And then Ashton finishes up with the girl, I guess, sends her home and then goes back to the boat. And now
it's the next day.
Okay, run along, little mouse.
So that's wild that like, so remember when Bobby was like bringing that girl back? Like, why didn't he have a fuck? Oh, I guess because, oh, actually now I answered my own question. So Bobby wasn't able to bring that girl back because they had to take a tender back to the boat versus this boat being docked on the, docked
at
basically.
The dock.
So there was a van that they could fuck at versus like having to tender a guest back and forth. All right.
Yeah.
Or Bobby could have stayed back, fucked her in the van, but they might not have had a production van in that certain area. But who do you think he spoke to be like, can I use the production van to fuck real quick?
I bet the production van parked and then he just went back there and jumped in it.
Mm. Well, good for him. That was
or maybe one of the producers was like, oh, yeah, look, I got an idea. Why don't you use the van? We've mic'd it, so that'll be easier. It does feel like they mic'd the van.
It does really feel like they fucking mic'd the van because it is like, oh yeah.
And then she said, oh my vagina.
Yeah.
And then Riley came out and she's like, Riley.
Yeah.
Ooh, touch my vagina. Touch my Riley.
Anyway. Ashton says he couldn't get out of bed that morning because his boner was so raging.
After having sex?
Yeah, I guess he had some real
intense... Maybe he didn't come.
I'm sure he did.
You don't know him like I know him. You're right.
Maybe I don't know.
Whiskey donk.
Whiskey donk. But anyway...
She was probably moaning just because he was like, you know, just rubbing up against her.
I think they were dry humping?
Mm-hmm.
Ross says all Chandler needed to do was communicate, which he wouldn't do. And Ross says that he won't make the same mistakes as him. So he's actually giving Riley and Ashton jobs and direction. Unreal. And Josiah goes to check on Caroline. And this is where Caroline... Okay, the rest of this episode with Caroline really grinds my gears because she is one way with someone and another way with another. But Josiah opens the door to Caroline's room and he goes, hey, are you coming to work? And she's like, no, I changed my mind. And he's like, I don't think you can do that. You give a 2-day notice. She's like, nope, I'm not working today. I'm done. And she's being pretty bitchy. And Josiah's like, okay, thanks for nothing. Bye. And I think it was very unprofessional to just decide to not give, just not work your 2 days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Josiah reports it back to Kate. And she's like, not happy about that. And says that she needs to get off the boat then. And Kate doesn't know what else to do for Caroline since she kept giving her breaks and covering for her when she was going through like 100 things at once. And Kate goes to her room, which is locked, and she tells her that she needs to be off the boat in 1 hour and Caroline won't respond to Kate. And Caroline says that she needs to talk to Captain Lee before she leaves out of respect and wants him to see where she's been pushed to. And Kate says she's had enough and she puts a speaker right outside Caroline's room and starts to blast music to fuck with her, which is very trauma-inducing.
There's a lot I wanted to say about that, but let's get into it right after this break.
And we're back.
Do you think if you didn't say we're back that no one would know we're back?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They'd be like, why are these people talking again? Like, yeah. It's still commercial.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, thank you for doing it. It's quite a service. Now,
what are your thoughts on the music playing?
What do you think about that? I think it was a great move. Lyra disagreed. She thinks it was too mean, but I explained to her, you don't know Caroline. What do you think?
I go back and forth on it. One, I could understand that Kate was just so fed up with her because she, like, didn't do any work, always had issues, like, was just always bitching and complaining, and then would just, like, I don't know, she's just a fucking weirdo. And then she gives her 2 days and then is like, I'm not working. So I can understand Kate's frustration, like, fuck this bitch. But,
get off the boat.
A part of me is like, I mean, you didn't have to like blast music and scream at her as much. I mean, like, you could have just been like, you have an hour and I need you off the boat. And then also Caroline could have been like, well, I'm waiting to talk to Captain Lee.
But she didn't have to. She could have just gone and talked to him.
No, because he went off the boat in the morning. Remember, he left the boat to do something.
Well, guess what? Captain Lee is never going to think about you again. The next time he thinks about you, he will be insulting you in front of Andy Cohen. You do not need to talk to Captain Lee. Out of respect for Captain Lee, you stay and do your fucking job until you're fired.
Yeah.
You are disrespecting Captain Lee by leaving, and you should do it with your tail between your fucking legs as fast as humanly fucking possible, because you are not a guest on this boat. And you are not an employee on this boat. And so you will not be sleeping on this boat.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. And get the fuck out of here right now.
There you go.
Music on point. 10 out of 10.
Interesting.
Kate.
Okay. Well, Adrian thinks Kate's being too mean and he doesn't care for it. And Ross turns the music off and goes in to talk to Caroline. And she's like crying and losing it. And she basically, she doesn't tell Ross what a bitch she was being to Josiah earlier and basically lies to him about what she said to him. She was like, and I was very kindly like, you know, unfortunately, I cannot work today. But it's like you were like, no, I'm not working. Like, you were a bitch about it. You were inviting bullshit into your life by being rude as fuck to Josiah, who's just asking, are you going to work today? I don't know. She's an idiot and shady. And so Captain Lee comes back and Kate tells him Caroline quit and she wants her off the boat now. And Captain Lee calls Caroline up and she basically lies to him about how things went down as well. She's like, I don't know. She just tells like an abridged version of everything. And it's like, yeah. And, you know, they just started screaming at me. And it's like as if she didn't like do or say anything to annoy them. I didn't like it. But then she also has this like script of things that Kate and Josiah yelled at her. Like, who gave this nut job a lock or something like that or whatever Kate yelled at her. And I don't know. It's just a mess. And she's clearly just trying to get like Kate in trouble. But it's like, you just know that you can't actually get Kate in trouble.
Yeah, good luck. No one can get Kate in trouble. No one can get Hannah in trouble. You suck, you lose, everybody hates you, you don't have a single friend, you'll never be back, nobody wants you to be back, nobody will ever see you in the water again, no one will ever see you on land again, you'll never be on television again, and you will never be smiled at by another human being that did not birth you. Please get the fuck off my boat, get out of my face, and do not come to the reunion, because you are going to get slaughtered. Too much?
No. In 2019, wow, Caroline. In 2019, Caroline was arrested for larceny.
What?
Yeah. Court records show that Bedol, because her name is Caroline Bedol, was arrested on Sunday. This was This was written in June 13, 2019, so a year ago. Was arrested in larceny in the sixth degree in Danbury, Connecticut. Larceny in the sixth degree, a Class C misdemeanor, is theft of a property or service valued at $500 or less. The ex-reality star had a $0 bond and has been released from custody. Wait, so she doesn't... Okay, so she did not respond to a request for comment on her arrest. Shared a selfie in front of a pitch tent earlier this week. She previously had a warrant out for a separate arrest for skipping two court dates for a case in which her dog allegedly attacked another man's dog. The status of that case is unclear. Wow. So she is
a certified Looney Tunes.
I mean, she's definitely like not chill, I don't think.
No, she's not chill. Understatement. Do you want to know about what Chandler's up to?
Sure.
He's dating Below Deck Mediterranean 3. Deckhand Jamie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Boring Jamie. Barely got in the show, Jamie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I honestly did not see that coming.
Yeah.
They
might have broken up because all the photos this article posted of them have been removed from Instagram.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't like that. Caroline apparently is not on Instagram as I tried to creep around.
Good for her.
Gosh,
she does not need to be on social media. Not everyone needs to be on social media, especially if your mental health is tenuous.
Yeah, she's still on Twitter, though, which is, I would argue, a worse place to be than Instagram. Okay. Captain Lee says he doesn't understand how things went south so quickly, and he tells her to do what is best for her and is like, good luck with everything. And Caroline's annoyed that he didn't say that this behavior wasn't okay. And Captain Lee says he will discuss this with Kate, and if Caroline had just come to him sooner, he could have done something about it. And Caroline finally packs everything up and leaves, and she says she thinks Kate Chastain is a bad person, and then she is out.
Bye! Click. Party! Let's go to the beach. Each, let's go get away. Say what they're gonna say.
Yeah, so Adrian's telling Ashton that he's afraid of Riley and doesn't want her in the galley. And he says he cuts toxic people out of his life and he won't have it with her. He's not interested in interacting with her because he said he was physically scared she might attack him the night before when she like spit towards them.
Mm.
He's a very sensitive soul.
There are three fucking cancers on this boat and we just cut two out. But there is still one cancer. And Ross finds her tasty.
So the next charter meeting is happening with Adrian, Ross, Kate, and Captain Lee. Everyone's like, welcome, Ross. And Captain Lee gives Ross his new epaulets for bosun. And a yacht charter business owner is coming on the boat. It's Shannon McCoy. She was the yacht charter lady who came on Below Deck Med, and apparently she was also friends with Sandy, and Captain Lee's like, she's a friend of mine. So I guess she's friends with all the captains. Were you able to get their likes and dislikes, Nick?
Brandy is a successful real estate agent from Sarasota, Florida. Shout out to where Ma and Pa Turner live.
Sarasota?
Newly single and ready to celebrate her 40th birthday with good friends and coworkers. She is excited to be coming on this charter with all of her friends, especially since this will be her first trip in a long time. As a single lady, she lost a man and gained some boobs. Okay. Brandy will be with her wild girlfriends, Carolyn and Nadine, who are looking forward to meeting hot single men. Brandy's favorite coworker, Carl, and her husband, Carrie, will be joining the party. Last but not least, Janet and her boyfriend coming with the group. One of them's a client from years ago, and then they've been friends. They spend most of their days lying out on the beach and just enjoying life. Brandy, Carrie, and Janet are taking this trip to celebrate their birthdays, which are all in May. They are all looking forward to an unforgettable celebratory charter and have requested tequila in their hands at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Dislikes, mushrooms, baby. That's it.
All right. Yeah, and we know that they want water toys, a picnic near a waterfall. They want good food. And Captain Lee says, hopefully they will have a new stew and a deckhand soon. And Kate says that they need to lean into teamwork on this charter because it's going to be tougher since they're down two people. And Kate and Josiah get to work because they have to flip the entire interior of the boat themselves because there's just the two of them. And so they're
worth
out.
It.
They're up late. But,
well, they
yeah.
probably can rope Dimitro in there and help him or something.
Dimitro, was he from this season?
I don't know. I just have him written down in a note. He's from some season. It's probably Med.
Well, yeah, good luck. All right. It's the next day. Ross is going over everything with his deck crew and giving everyone tasks. And Ross tells Riley that Adrian wants to be left alone by him. And she's like, that's fine. I won't bother him. I don't fuck with him anyway. And Captain Lee calls Kate into the wheelhouse to talk about the Caroline situation. And Kate says there isn't much truth to anything she says. And Captain Lee says she wrote down a whole script of things that were said. And it hit him in the head like a hammer. And Kate says, once you quit the boat and disrespect the two people who have carried your work, then you need to get off the boat. And Captain Lee says that when you've known someone for as long as he's known Kate, the trust will be tested. And he references her like lying about the penis blanket situation from season two, I believe, with Stover.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And Captain
Betsy
Lee is
Stover. Yeah.
Slover. Dean Slover.
Mm, Dean Slover, yes.
And Captain Lee is pissed because he says he won't ever have all the facts to know how to make it the right decision. And it pisses him off. And he can't lose another crew member at this point. So he just sends her back to work and doesn't dig deeper. Huh? What are you going to do? The guests are arriving. And Kate says, these are the worst type of people to have on board when you're down a crew member, when you're down crew members, because they own boats and they know boats and they will notice that shit is fucked. But the deck crew is currently thriving under Ross, which is good. They know what to do. Yeah, so the deck crew is putting out all the water toys and the rest of the crew is prepping to have a picnic at a waterfall, and everyone has to step it up to help get it going. And Riley tells Ross that she wants to do more manual labor and not just cleaning. And Ross tells her that she is adding value, so don't trip, because she is tripping. She's like, I can do stuff, you know? And he's like, yeah, I'm aware. So
she's like, I don't just have to do this shit work. I can do important work. It's like, well, you're the third stew or third deckhand, and these are the jobs you get, the bad ones. Well, why can't I run the boat? I want to drive the boat. I'm a captain, you know. I'm a captain of a tugboat in my bathtub.
Aww.
Now, the people who work for me on my boat, granted, they are all recent murderers.
Okay. I mean, probably true.
But they respect me. And yes, I've a lot of attempted murders on me.
That's what they all are. There's probably so much turnover on her boat. So Kate and the deck crew go out to set up the waterfall picnic, and there's some confusion between Adrian and Kate about the setup and food. And when he arrives, he's like kind of bitching a little, and Kate's not impressed. And she's like, don't worry, it will all work out. We'll have everything ready for when the guests get here. And he's like, well, usually when I get here, everything's set up. And she's like, shut up. And so they forget the gas for the barbecue, and Ross has to go back with the guests already on board of the tender, and they notice. He's like, oh, they're like, oh, so not so fully prepared. And they're like, oh boy. And Captain Lee's like, we can't be making mistakes like this. And Kate does actually get everything set up in time for when the guests arrive. So it's actually like perfect timing, and they love the location and the setup, and Adrian's he's grilling some shit, and it worked out.
Yeah. It's nice for Adrian to finally get off the boat and cook everyone dinner.
What does that mean?
everyone is on a break and Adrian is doing the exact same thing. That is, he's just doing his job still, cooking the crew dinner.
It's not for the crew. It's for the guests. Well, Ross and Riley are having some awkwardness on the back of the boat, back on the boat. And Riley has some attitude and is spiraling out. I don't even know. And Ross doesn't want her feeling like she isn't part of the team, but she makes it so hard with her attitude and he doesn't understand. And yeah, that's the end of the episode.
Wow.
Enough of that.
So it's time for Boat Facts?
It's time for Boat Facts with Nikki T's.
So this week, there was a tragedy that befell the owner of a $300,000 Poverty AL-26 boat, the speedboat in Cedar Lake, Indiana.
Jeez, what happened?
His boat started sinking, his $300,000 boat. So he employed his Jeep Wrangler and his Ford Raptor off-roaders to try to pull the boat out of the water, and they sank as well.
Jeez.
And there's video of it.
Are they okay?
I'm looking at thedrive.com, but pretty fun, pretty funny, because the guy also has a Lamborghini, so it's like there's nothing to feel bad about. It's just kind of schadenfreude. Some rich person had a real bad day. But I'm sure him sleeping in his mansion and driving his Lamborghini around the next day cleared everything up for him. Anyway, that's boat news for today. And pretty funny. I suggest checking it out.
All right. Well, thanks
back to
so
you,
much
Anchor Hosnier,
for that boat fact. It's heavy. I'm sorry to hear that happened. Sinking boat, never good. All right, well, that's the end of the episode, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Leave us a 5-star review. That was pretty uplifting. Leave us a 5-star review with an uplifting boat fact, or just a 5-star review, whatever. And yeah, you can follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. You could check out our merch on TeePublic. Wow, we have merch. And we're going to get a Brosen shirt up soon. Yeah, you can follow me at Anna Hosnia, Nick's at Nick's Turners. Check out his Patreon. All right, we're outie. Bye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.